Okay, we're talking to Pete Gordon, Frankfort Community High School. Pete, how many more contact days do you have left? And of the days that you've used, how do you feel like you've progressed?
So we kind of backloaded our contact days, especially for basketball, you know, and I kind of saved some to be used later in October, thinking a couple thoughts there. One, you never know when the guidance was going to potentially change to where, you know, maybe they would relieve some of the, you know, the mask wearing or whatever, but obviously that's not happened. And so, you know, we've been getting after it about three, sometimes four times a week. We've got, you know, just a handful of contact days left for next week, and you know, we'll use them till till we can, the 31st, and then from there it's, you know, kind of a wait and see game, I guess. You know, they made the big announcement before the announcement that it's coming next week. At least we hope to have a little more guidance. So, but yeah, you know, we're doing what we can in terms of, you know, making sure we're taking temperatures and asking the questions, you know, before we get started, and using a lot of hand sanitizer and just trying to, you know, and knock on wood, we've been lucky enough on our boys basketball side, we've not had any, you know, outbreaks or any positives, and so we just want to keep that moving forward.
Great. Do you think there actually will be a basketball season?
That's the million-dollar question. And obviously, you know, I kind of probably sound a lot like some of the other coaches you've talked to. That's something that we can't control. And so we're going to prepare ourselves as if November 16th is going to be our tryout day, and we're hitting the ground running. And that's all you can really do at this point, is control what you can control. And within those guidelines, you know, we're working hard. Certainly with the, you know, this week's news of cases going up and the governor, you know, in our region backing us down a level, certainly was not positive news. But again, you know, to me, why I coach is because I want to teach leadership. You know, to me, coaching, that's an extension of trying to teach kids to become good leaders in whatever they end up choosing to do. And so to me, our job as coaches, our job as, you know, leaders, is to set that good example. You know, teach kids, look, sometimes in life it doesn't go how you may want it to go, but the best thing you can do is, you know, work hard, have a, you know, preach that good work ethic, and just hope for the best at this point.
Sure. As of now, state officials say that players have to mask up. How do you feel about that restriction?
So, I mean, it's difficult, and, you know, I've been proud of our guys, you know. I'm not going to lie, as time goes on, when we're, you know, in a drill, that mask tends to slide down, and we have to constantly, you know, tell them, guys, get your mask up, get your mask up. And I'm sure that's happened all over, you know. So in that sense, it's very challenging. At this point, though, and I think our kids feel the same way, if they tell us that we can play but we have to wear masks, that's what we're going to do. You know, our desire to want to play, whatever parameters that are set in front of us, you know, that's what we're going to do.
Right. We're asking all the coaches this question. There's been some talk about implementing a shot clock for high school basketball. How do you feel about that?
So, two things. One, you know, I like to coach teams oftentimes if we've got the ability to play fast, you know. So, to me, the shot clock is not necessarily daunting in that regard. I realize from my past experience as an athletic director, it's going to be challenging for some schools. One would be, you know, the cost of implementing and putting in the shot clocks, and, you know, also being a former athletic director, finding just anyone to keep your scorebook, run your clock, let alone someone who, you know, has that knowledge of how to would be another hurdle. But again, I think it's something that it seems like is trending, that it will happen. And just like when new rules come in, you know, I was a incoming freshman in high school when they put the three-point line in, and you know, the purists said how that was going to ruin the game. It didn't ruin the game, you know. In some ways, I think it's made for an enjoyable game to watch. I think the shot clock's probably something similar at first. You'll have a lot of pushback, but as time goes on, we adapt and adjust.
All right. Let's talk about your transition from a smaller conference at Thompsonville to the brutal River to River. Have you had to make any personal adjustments in how you coach?
I would say no. I mean, getting to know my players last year, I was their third coach in 4 years. And so it's in some ways just that consistency was not there for them. And I wish I would have gotten, you know, I wish we were so senior loaded last year. I wish some of those players were younger so that I could have them again. In some ways, you know, we graduated, I'd say, about 80% of our varsity minutes last year. So, you know, we'll bring back two guys that have significant varsity experience. But, no, in terms of, you know, what we're trying to do, like I said, I like to play fast and try to get up and down. You know, that's not going to change. Moving forward, we'll be a lot younger and less experienced, which doesn't help you in the River to River Conference.
Right.
But I'm hoping that because this is my second year here, there'll be some carryover, and each year, you know, we'll get a little bit better, a little bit better in terms of within our own program.
Well, that transitioned real well to this next question. You finished 2-8 in the conference, yet you were competitive in almost every game. It seems like teams took advantage of your lack of depth. Will that situation be any better for you this year?
You know, in terms of depth, I think we will be a little bit deeper this year, but we won't be experienced. Like I said, we're bringing back two guys with significant varsity experience. After that, the next 8 or 9 guys, you know, all can play. The level between where number 3 and number 12 is not as significant as it was like in the past year. So we're going to be a lot deeper, but just a lot less experienced on the varsity level. Our JVers, though, last year, who, you know, I'm talking more about those guys that were our main group at the JV level, really finished the year strong. They got a win at Heron and at Massac last year to finish out their campaign. And so that's, you know, definitely a positive note moving forward that hopefully that'll translate into a few more conference wins.
Sure. Is it too early to set any goals for this team?
No, I don't think so. And, you know, every day I'll look up there at that, you know, conference sign, and I'll think about, okay, who did this team graduate? You know, who are they bringing back? And then you start gauging, you know, where you feel about where your guys are to, you know, potentially where they're at. So, I mean, certainly this past season graduated, especially on our side of the River to River, some phenomenal senior players. And so a lot of teams are going to look different moving forward. Now, you still are going to have some returning players that are very good. You know, on our side, Benton and Murfreesboro bring back some really nice players. And, you know, Harrisburg, oh, my gosh, you know, it reminds me of my time at Thompsonville with what Coach has had to do over at Harrisburg. He's played, you know, some younger kids at the varsity level, and, you know, they've taken their hits, but watch out for him this year because he's got a lot of kids back. And so, there's no easy nights in the River to River. I quickly learned that. It doesn't matter who you're playing, where you're playing them. It's going to be a battle, and hopefully this year we'll be able to get on that other side of some of those close games. So,
okay. How do you feel about losing tournaments, especially the Midwinter Classic here at Frankfort?
Yeah, and you know, that's something that has been around for a long time, and you know, you anytime you host a tournament, that's always a nice week for you. You know, less travel, you get to stay home, have that home court advantage. It was neat, you know, in the past couple of years with Heron being successful as well as Marion, and then being you know, participants in our Midwinter. They always bring good-sized crowds, and obviously, anytime you can get bodies in these seats, it makes for such a neat high school basketball environment. So, yeah, we certainly will miss that, as well as El Dorado. And I know there's talk about not, you know, wanting to scrap the El Dorado tournament yet, and you know, I know they've keep pushing it back. It just, you know, and that's such a great traditional tournament too, and we love going over there at Christmas time. I also was disappointed in the fact, you know, we had joined the DuCoin tip-off tournament for this year, and you know, sadly I don't think that's going to be able to happen, you know. So there were some new pieces as well as some traditional tournaments that we certainly will miss out on.
All right, final question. When most schools are playing in new and spacious arenas, you have one of the oldest gyms probably in the state. Do the kids and administration really care about the history of Max Moore's gym?
I think so. I think if you grow up in West Frankfort, you know, I graduated in 1991. This building is such an icon in the community. Whether it's, you know, this was the gym, even if you're not a basketball player, you know, this is the gym you had PE in, and you know, every day, you know, you as a student, you come in here and you get to look around, and to me it's such a neat, unique building. And then for me, having played here, you know, there's just some great memories there, and you know, tradition, and you know, back in the day where it would host a lot of sectionals, and I mean, you hear so many people tell stories about, you know, big games that have happened here, and so I wouldn't change it for anything. And I mean, I know we're hoping to, you know, as time goes on, you know, our high school campus is hopefully going to get some upgrades in the upcoming years, and they've already talked about keeping this more or less as is, and so hopefully it'll be around for a long time.
Thank you, Pete. Appreciate it.
Awesome. Thank you.